Okay. This morning, the kind of the subtext is the Lord's Prayer. Matthew has this rendition and this way of saying the Lord's Prayer. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you're praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And then this is Luke's version. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. May God add a blessing to the hearing and to the understanding of these words. So we have two kind of different versions, and different translations through the years have been made it different, but it is a prayer that is used very often. But one of the my real pet peeves with the Lord's Prayer, have you ever been into a church or someplace where they pray it, and it kind of goes like, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, it's almost like, let's get this done and over with. Now, Jesus didn't say this way. He said, pray this way. And so it is a prayer. And when I pray it, when I lead you, I try to emphasize that prayerfulness. Right? It's not something we're doing just because we got to do it. It's a prayer. And if I had been a little more vigilant, the reflection in the beginning of your bulletin would have been, instead of the one that was from last week, would have been another quote from Frederick Buechner, actually, but it's a part of his reflection on the Lord's Prayer. And it says, Thy kingdom come on earth, is what we're saying. And if that were suddenly to happen, what then? What would stand and what would fall? Who would be welcomed in and who would be thrown out? Which of any of our most precious visions of what God is and of what human beings are would prove to be more or less on the mark? And which would turn out to be as phony as a $3 bill? Boldness, indeed. To speak these words is to invite the tiger out of the cage, to unleash a power that makes atomic power look like a warm breeze. And so, for a little different approach this morning, Diane has volunteered to pray the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
I called you. I didn't call you. I'm praying, Our Father who art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
I did what?
You called me. You said, Our Father who art in heaven. Well, here I am. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't mean anything by it. I was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good, kind of like getting my duty done.
All right, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
It means, well, good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Wow, that makes sense. I never thought what hallowed meant before. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
Well, what are you doing about it?
What am I doing about it? Well, nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat if you got control of everything down here like you have up there.
Do I have control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I ask you. What about your temper? You really have a problem there, you know. And what about your refusal to help out at the soup kitchen?
Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of the rest of those dummies at the church.
Well, excuse me. I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it'll have to start with those who are praying for it. Like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some areas for improvement. Now that you mention it, I probably could even think of some others.
So could I.
I haven't thought much about it until now. But I really would like to change some things in my life. I would like, you know, to be really free.
Good. Now you're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can be truly won. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, I need to finish up here. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us this day your daily bread.
You really could cut down on the bread.
Wait a minute. What is this? Criticize me day? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of my problems.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changed, you know. That's what I'm trying to get across to you. You called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep on with your prayer. I'm really interested in the next part.
I'm afraid to.
What are you afraid of?
I know what you're going to say.
Well, try me and see.
Forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us.
What about Jane?
See, I knew it. I knew you would bring her up. Lord, she's told lies about me, and she cheated me out of some money. She never paid back that money she owed me. I've sworn to get even with that woman.
But your prayer. What about your prayer?
I guess I didn't mean the prayer.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun carrying that load of bitterness around inside of you, is it?
No, but I know I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Boy, do I have some plans for her. She'll wish she never cheated me.
You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't really so sweet. Think how unhappy you are now. But I can change all that.
You can? How?
Forgive Jane, like I always forgive you. The hate and sin will be Jane's problem and not yours. You may lose the money, but you'll settle your heart.
But Lord, I can't forgive that woman.
Then I can't forgive you.
Oh. Well, you're right. You always are. And more than I want revenge on Jane, I want to be right with you. All right. I forgive her. Lord, help her to find the right road in life. She's bound to be awfully miserable now that I think about it. Anybody who goes around doing the kinds of things she does to others has to be out of it. Someday, somehow, Lord, show her your way.
There now. That's great. How do you feel?
Not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, I feel pretty good. You know, I think I can go to bed tonight and relax for the first time in a long, long time. Some of the tightness has already gone out of me. Maybe I can start getting some real rest again.
You're not through with your prayer. Go on.
Oh, all right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself into a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
Change some friendships. Stop trying to be part of the in crowd. And don't use me for an escape hatch.
I don't understand.
Sure you do. You've done it a lot of times. You get caught in a bad situation. You get into trouble. Then you come running to me. Lord, help me. Help me get out of this mess. And I promise you I'll never do it again. You do remember all those bargains you tried to make with me, don't you?
Yes. I'm ashamed, Lord. I really am. I'm sorry. I always thought that as long as I prayed every day, especially the Lord's Prayer, that I could do pretty much as I liked. I guess I was mistaken.
Go ahead. Finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would really bring me glory? Do you know what would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know, Lord. I really, really want to please you. I can see what a mess I've made of my life. I really want to love you better, to be one of your followers.
You just answered the question.
I did?
Yes, the thing that would really bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me. And I can see that beginning to happen right now. There's no telling what we can do if we do it together.
Okay, Lord, let's see what we can make of me.
Yes, let's just see.